May Musk.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
May Musk.
May Musk. Oh, my Lord. We are thrilled to have you on. Just give us 1 second to gather ourselves here, May, okay?
It's no problem, no rush.
Well, you know what? Before we get started here, since we started our show, my co-host here, Mike No Name Nelson, is obsessed with your son.
Well, hold on, dude. Don't embarrass me like that. I wouldn't say obsessed. I'm a big fan and I'm a big supporter. And my entire family is—I have 8 and 10 year olds, and they're super into Tesla. You know, it's—they're found here in the Bay Area. They got their factory over there in Fremont. And anytime he sees a Tesla, he's like, "Dad, check it out! That's the car of the future." So, you know, I mean, your son is—I guess I am a fanboy of your son. I'm trying to downplay it, babe, but I am.
Sometimes I meet people when they find out who my son is, they start crying.
Yeah,
I've had to happen quite a bit. So if you're obsessed, thank you.
Well, you must be very proud.
Very proud.
Yeah. He's done.
What are your names? I don't know who I'm speaking to.
I'm Greg, and then the guy who's stalking your son is Mike.
Okay, and who am I going to speak to on radio?
You're going to speak to both of us, and we're waiting for Renee to come back into the room. So we're taping this, by the way, so it's not live, which is why it's kind of messy at the moment, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, well, now, May, I got to ask you, I mean, do you get people wanting you to write a book on how you raised Elon? I mean, I imagine a lot of people want to know, you know, what your impact was on him.
Yes. I've had quite a few interviews, and I'm done with them because I just repeat stuff over and over. So that's it now. Okay. Done.
Okay, well, we'll stop talking about your son, and we'll start talking about you.
I mean, the thing is, I was so excited to speak about him in the beginning, but now I just say the same stuff.
Yeah. I love it.
I know.
You know?
SpaceX, Tesla, whatever.
Blah, blah, blah. especially when you have so much going on. I mean, you're a supermodel and have been forever, basically.
Well, you know, I've been a model. As I say to people, they say to me, "Are you a supermodel?" I say, "Well, if I am, you would know my name, but you don't. So I'm not a supermodel. You know, I'm a working model, and I'm so surprised to be working at 67.
And what's that like in that industry where, I mean, it can be so brutal because it's all about based on physical attributes? I mean, that has to be like the ultimate compliment as a woman to be considered, you know, beautiful and have classic features and want to be emulated, you know, at an age where most models are kind of retired.
Yes, it's very exciting. I'm having the best time now because people are getting so creative with me. It seems like they're wanting just to throw an old model into their shoot, and they do all these creative things. You'll see in the San Francisco Chronicle on Sunday, you'll see how fabulous they worked on me. I mean, it's just fabulously done. And when Look Model Agency called me and said, "Are you interested?" I said, "Yes, I'll fly up. That's for sure."
Yeah, and the May Musk photo feature hits the internet on Thursday night. We'll be on stands this Saturday and Sunday, and you definitely have to check it out. Now, tell me about that photo shoot, how it came about. You know, and when you go into a photo shoot, you know, what are you expecting, and what are you anticipating, and what made this one unique?
All right. So first of all, your agent calls you. So Look Model Agency calls me.
Yes.
And they say, "Are you interested in doing an editorial for the San Francisco Chronicle?" Now, I know newspapers well from the Zip 2 days, funny enough, when I lived in San Francisco, and that was 18 years ago. It's just that the San Francisco Chronicle has such a good reputation. And then I spoke to a friend of mine who produces and does PR work for the Paris Fashion Week, London Fashion Week, and I said, "What do you think?" She says, "They are one of the top, they will pull out their best team, and they have one of the top fashion sections of any newspaper." So I was ready for them anytime. Yeah.
Just a point of reference for some of our younger listeners, the Look Model Agency is one of the top model agencies in the world, and I believe Julian Casablancas from The Strokes, it's his dad, runs that puppy. Just FYI.
I think it's Marie-Christine who runs it.
Maybe I got the wrong person.
And it's a San Francisco agency.
Oh, well, then I'm completely wrong. I'm glad you corrected me, and I'm glad that we can edit that out.
And May, And May, I've been looking at your pictures on your Twitter feed. By the way, you joined Twitter in 2008, which I think was ahead of the curve. Just putting that out there.
I know, ahead of Elon. I actually, together with one of his friends, we convinced him to go on Twitter.
Fantastic. Yeah. But these pictures are amazing. Like they're very futuristic. You have all kinds of it. It almost looks like these pictures are from some type of futuristic theatrical play.
I know. They just do. They get the designers actually design outfits for me for this latest shoot that I did with Mike Ruiz. They designed it, and then they have such a huge team to find the locations, and then they direct me, and the hair and makeup is so amazing. And you just go with the theme, you know?
Well, you're an inspiration to people everywhere, and particularly, I'm sure, older women must come up to you all the time and go, kind of, thank you for letting people know that we're not all decrepit and washed up.
That's right. They do come to me and they say, how do you do it? And I say, well, the main thing I have to do is keep my weight down. Because you have to be, I mean, I'm not a skinny model. I'm a size 6, which is a healthy size, because I'm a dietitian as well. So I definitely want to be a healthy size. And I also can't eat so little to get smaller than this. So I'm a size 6 and people are working with that, because many of the designer clothes are size 2. And then I just tell people you have to eat well. You just have to eat well most of the time. There's no mercy for us at this age.
I have to ask you something. I just spent time with my mom in South Carolina, and she noticed I was getting a little pudgy around the middle. She offered to pay for a tummy tuck for me.
First of all, should Renee be insulted that her mother asked her that?
And would you ever tell Elon to get a tummy tuck?
No, well, let me tell you, from what I understand, is that tummy tuck is when you lose weight and you have loose skin.
Yeah. Oh, right. So yeah, liposuction. Sorry, liposuction.
Or 10 pounds, and then you'll find that you probably don't need it because you will be quite flat. Because when you gain weight, you get it around your tummy first, and then it moves to the rest of your body.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, well, you have to eat less, you know, and eat better, just more fruits and vegetables. As I say, I'm a dietitian for 45 years, and people don't eat enough fruits and vegetables.
Well, we urge fogheads to check out the article is online on SF Gate this evening, and then it's going to be in the actual newspaper, the San Francisco Chronicle, on Sunday. I got to know, when you guys get together for the holidays, you and Elon, what on earth do you buy Elon Musk for Christmas?
Oh, good one.
Well, first of all, I have 3 children, Elon, Kimball, and Tosca, and I have 10 grandchildren, and I give hugs.
Aww. Yes.
That's good.
Nice.
That's
love
good.
It, love it.
And how often do you, sorry we keep obsessing on your son, but how often do you see him?
Well, quite often. Because I see his children, and when his children are around, he wants to be there.
May I gotta ask you. You have incredible energy, and obviously the beauty to back that up. Have you ever considered doing any television or film?
No, I don't like it. I've been asked many times to be in the movies, and you know, like for example, for Sex and the City, there was a scene with Candace Bergen. Mm. And I thought, well, I don't mind spending a day, you know, being in her scene. And then for The Devil Wears Prada, there was a scene with Meryl Streep, and I didn't mind being a day in that. But I don't want to get into acting at all.
So it's really just a matter of if you get a chance to hang out with someone that you want to hang out with and be in a film with them, you'll do that. But you don't want to pursue your own acting career.
No, I don't want to be an actor. And when I say I hang out, I don't hang out. I'm in the same room with them. But just to see these highly talented women work I find that amazing. I don't have that talent, and I'm quite happy to be, because I grew up a nerd. I've got 2 MS degrees. I love research work, and I've done mainly my work as a dietitian. So to model now is still a thrill, but to act, I'm not interested.
Now, May, I have to ask you, you are a talented, intelligent, disciplined woman from everything I can ascertain. What for you is a guilty pleasure, whether it be eating or watching something ridiculous or reading something ridiculous? What is your guilty pleasure?
If you put out some freshly baked cookies in front of me, people say, you can just have one. I say to them, well, if I have one, I'll have four. And that's my guilty pleasure. That or chocolate.